America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to have fun. I'm going to tell you that. We're going to take some calls. We're going to play some trivia. I'm going to tell you about the recently concluded SEMA show. And we're also going to be telling you about the upcoming Los Angeles International Auto Show. We may be joined by a special guest from McKinley Blue Book, Mr. Phil Skinner. He's the collector car market editor. My producer, Matt, was talking to him, but we lost him on his cell phone. He may be at some classic car event or doing something that we can't talk about on the radio, either one of the two, and we may connect with him or we may not. But meanwhile, we're going to have lots of fun. You can be guaranteed of that. We got a new telephone number, and I'm learning it slowly here. And I hope that everybody takes note of the brand new number. We're going to get more calls because in the past we had some sharing of phone lines, but now we have our own phone line here at 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. And we'll throw out a trivia question. We had a couple of different trivia winners in a previous hour of the broadcast, so we'll continue that trivia with yet another question. Now, actually, we have one left over. I forgot about a leftover one here from a previous hour. So why don't we continue from the previous hour, the question about the Jag E-Type, one of the more famous Jags of all time. The XKE made its debut in New York City. How many years ago? What year? It was in production until 1974, so it ran from X year to 1974, was replaced in 1975, by the XJS. Coming up in Los Angeles, as I mentioned, they're going to take the wraps off. And you folks who are into the Facebook thingy, I'm on Facebook if you care to check that out. Bob Long, as well as Bob Long Radio, as well as Auto World Radio. You can hook me up, become friends with me there. I have a number of Auto World listeners who have done so, including my good friend Dwayne, who listens to us all over the country. He's a truck driver, and he chats with me from time to time there on Facebook. So I'd love to chat with you from time to time as well. You can hook me up there. But if you're into Jags, they're actually, this is becoming very, very popular. They're holding an unveiling in person in Los Angeles and all over the world via the Internet on Facebook of their Ultimate convertible. It is a drop-top version of the Ultimate XKR. It's called the XKRS convertible, and it's a rocket ship. There's no question about it. It is also, unfortunately, a very pricey vehicle. That only one complaint I have about this particular Jag. I love the XK lineup of vehicles, the XK, the XKR. The XKR is knocking out 100 grand. This one puts it up to about 120, 130. I imagine the convertible is going to put a premium on top of that. Now we're kind of getting into Aston Martin territory. So at least the entry-level Aston Martin, the Aston Martin V8 Vantage. True, smaller car, the V8 Vantage, but nevertheless, I don't know if that's such a wise move to continue to up the ante. And who's making so much money these days that they can afford to buy these cars? That's a question as well. That's a question more for the political talk shows here on the network, but most of us in the economy are not doing so well. Yours truly. The advertising market is not doing very well. It's very important for you to support your local radio station, the radio station that is broadcasting this show right now, to support all of their local advertisers to help keep the station alive and on the air. And it's very important for you to also support our national sponsors here on the show. And we always have sponsorship opportunities available here on the broadcast as well. And you can shoot me an email about that at any time at my very simple email, boblongradio@yahoo.com. In addition to the high-priced XKRS convertible, Jag is going to show off a couple of different packages for the XJ, and I'm curious about this. They're going to be unveiling in Los Angeles two different trim level packages, the Speed and Sport packages for the XJ. The XJ already comes in a whole slew of different guises. You can get the long wheelbase model. You can get the supercharged engine. But now let's get into this and see what they're doing here. The Sport Pack is designed to give the XJ a more athletic appearance because of sportier body components and new wheel designs. A new front splitter, so a spoiler on the front, helps reduce lift, and an enlarged trunk lid spoiler helps improve high-speed stability. The front grille looks very cool. It's gloss, rather matte, painted in kind of a black color mesh. The brake calipers are painted red, and they have new 20-inch wheels for this special edition Sport Pack Jag XJ. They call these 20-inch wheel designs Venom. Interesting. Performance version seats headline the interior changes. Larger bolsters and upholstered in leather. There are also some other changes to the interior, including stainless steel pedals and carbon fiber trims. XJ models with the optional engine, the 470 horsepower supercharged 5-liter V8, can be further upgraded with the Speed Pack. This is similar to what we're seeing with some German automobiles. I'll tell you a little secret about German automobiles. For many years, the big German auto manufacturers, the high-performance auto manufacturers, let's put it that way, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, they had kind of a gentleman's agreement. Because, of course, over in Germany, they have the Autobahn, and there is, I believe, no official speed limit on parts of the Autobahn. So they decided to say that all their cars, so they wouldn't get into some sort of a high-speed, dangerous race between the automakers, they said 155 miles an hour would be the cap. So a lot of these German high-end cars, even though they have very, very powerful engines, could probably knock on the door of 200 miles an hour. They're governed at 155 miles an hour. But Mercedes in recent time, they have added kind of a delete package that basically you can delete that high-speed limiter. And now it looks like Jag is doing the same thing on this XJ model with the 470 horsepower 5-liter V8. If you equip it with the Speed Pack, there goes the top speed limiter, which was also governed at 155 and raises it up to 174. Also, recalibrating the speed limiter, the Speed Pack, necessitates reprogramming the digital dashboard display and the tire pressure monitoring system. Jaguar claims that the XJ is indeed capable of traveling at such speeds only due to the fact that the Sport package improves the car's aerodynamic performance. The new XJ is a beautiful vehicle. There's no question about it. I've had the chance to drive just the base version. I haven't driven the supercharged version. I've driven the base, long wheelbase version. Very cool interior. Some people, you know, love this car. I think it's done well styling-wise. There are a few, including one of my great friends who has unfortunately now passed away, David E. Davis. He was not a fan of this particular styling job by Ian Callum, but I know what's not to like about anything Jag. And matter of fact, what's the story behind the story with the XE? That's the new sports car from Jag. I was expecting to see that in Los Angeles, but I'm not reading about that anywhere. Are they going to save that for New York? What's the story? We'll find out on the other side as Auto World rolls on great radio stations across North America and on GCN Live and the Automotive Radio Network.com.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-273-1250. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call now, 1-800-273-1250. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-800-273-1250. That's 1-800-273-1250.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here today on Auto World. We want to congratulate a gentleman by the name of Jose from Las Vegas, Nevada, who was correct with his email to me on the Jag E-Type 1961. That's right. That was the year that the Jag E-Type debuted, the XKE, at the New York International Auto Show. So, Jose, congratulations. We'll send you out a little token of our appreciation. Now we're going to throw you another Interesting question here. There's been lots of anniversaries of late. Ford is actually celebrating in 2012 the 110th anniversary of their racing program. And I have a great interview from the SEMA show that I did with both Edsel Ford as well as the gentleman in charge of the Henry Ford, which is not just the Henry Ford Museum, but actually a whole series of buildings and a school and everything else. And they're doing some great stuff there at the Henry Ford. Out at SEMA, they had a number of historic Ford race cars on display, including the one that was run way back when there, the sweepstakes vehicle, which Henry Ford was the driver, and he defeated a famous race car driver by the name of Henry Winton. And if Henry Ford, who had failed three other times in trying to get funding for his car company, if he hadn't won that race, many people suspect the Ford Motor Company would not be around today, because he beat the the big guy of the time, this famous driver. Lots of business folks decided, well, Henry Ford's got something to invest in, because he used some very innovative technology. As a matter of fact, back then the spark plugs weren't made out of porcelain. He went to a dentist office and adapted some porcelain that was being used for dental purposes to give his race car a little bit more oomph. But we'll save that interview I recorded at SEMA for another time. Meanwhile, the new toll-free line, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And the new question, oh, this is a question for all you General Motors lovers, all you Chevrolet lovers. The famous small block V8 that changed the face of automotive engine history debuted in what year? The famous Chevrolet small block V8, which many say changed the face of automotive engineering and automotive engine history, debuted for what year? It's been a while since its debut, and it's still around today. It's amazing how General Motors continues to keep the basic underpinnings of that early small block V8 alive and well in some of the latest renditions. Well, Honda is going to be showing off the fourth generation of the Honda CR-V at the L.A. Auto Show. It's all new for 2012. And if you take a look at the design of the vehicle, you can tell that the cute Ute continues to grow in size. And they're not telling us a whole lot about it, but, I mean, it's definitely more stylish than the current generation of the CR-V, which is a whole lot bigger than the original CR-V. And I think size-wise, they're not telling us dimensions here in the media kit, but to me it looks just as big as the current generation, if not even bigger. So the cute Ute, which used to be very teeny-tiny, is not so teeny-tiny anymore. Another very interesting vehicle making the debut round in concept form at the L.A. Auto Show. There's been this interesting collaboration going back and forth between Toyota and Subaru. They've never, as far as I know, worked together before on a project. And the project is an unusual one, a sports car, a rear-wheel drive sports car. Now, it's been a long, long time since we've seen a rear-wheel drive sports car from the folks at Toyota. I mean, the last one was really the Supra. And, you know, that's going back into the 1990s. So what they did is they teamed up with the folks at Subaru. Subaru is going to have a version of this vehicle, and it's going to be shown at the LA Auto Show. It's called the BRZ prototype, and it's going to utilize a Subaru flat engine, the Boxster engine. Subaru and Porsche in their Boxster are the only two auto manufacturers currently using this engine design. And what a Boxster engine is basically a flat engine. The engine pistons, instead of going up and down like a normal engine, they go laterally. They go across. And so you get a much more compact power plant, and you can put the engine further down on the car, and hence it gives you a little bit better handling. We presently have a Subaru vehicle in the family here. Our official family car is a Subaru Forester, and I had never owned a four-door car in my life, let alone a five-door wagon, which this is, or sport ute, mini sport ute. I like to refer to it as a wagon, although it won the Motor Trend Sport Utility of the Year award a number of years ago. I remember when I was on the staff of Motor Trend, we called it the sport ute for the new generation, which to me was a dumb line, but I didn't write it. But nevertheless, we've had good success here in the Long household with the Subaru Forester. My wife really likes it. My baby daughter Lucy likes it. And I like the fact that with its all-wheel drive system, I can floor it. And it doesn't lose its stability at all. It's not packing a whole lot of power, but you come out of a turn and you can floor the thing and it doesn't get upset at all, which is, you can't say that for most rear-wheel drive vehicles or front-wheel drive vehicles. Of course, if it had more power, it might be a little bit more squirrely. But it would be interesting to see this prototype from Subaru. And the Toyota version is going to be sold as a Scion. And they had that one out at the SEMA show in Las Vegas where I was last week. And it's a looker. Again, these are concepts. I can't wait to see the actual production version. Because if they come through with these vehicles, both the Subaru prototype and the Scion, you know, concept vehicle, if they're going to look anything like their prototypes here, they're going to have a hit. Because these are the best-looking vehicles ever produced by Scion and ever produced by Subaru. Price alone, you know, these are going to be, I believe, early low 20s, mid 20s vehicles. You know, it's kind of like a modern day. If you go back in time, when you remember when, you know, the Mustang and the Camaro kind of ruled the streets in the sporty car marketplace, and Toyota came in with the affordable Celica, and that originally a rear wheel drive Celica, you know, and it stole a lot of sales. I imagine that this vehicle is going to steal a lot of sales if they keep the styling. When we come back on the other side, two other vehicles to tell you about, a Volvo and a Volkswagen. Then we're going to have more fun. This is Auto World.
Wouldn't it be great if you could wash your car anywhere you want, anytime you want? Well, now you can. Wash Drops Wash and Shine formula lifts dirt without scratching surfaces, leaving a beautiful shine. One bucket of water, no hose, and no rinsing. Check out Wash Drops on YouTube, Facebook, and WashDrops.com. Buy Wash Drops on Amazon.com. It's effective, quick and easy, and very economical. 60 cents for a wash with a shine. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-620-4152. That's 1-800-620-4152. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call toll-free 1-800-620-4152. That's 1-800-620-4152.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 180 two-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno. You're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you. They got a fine machine.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. We've got a new toll-free line, which is dedicated exclusively to our show. So if in the past you've had busy signals and haven't been able to get through, you can now get through at 855-660-4261. The trivia question is an easy one. Chevrolet's infamous, the world-famous small block V8. We all know it. It's been around for decades. What year was the first year for the Chevrolet small block V8? Whoever gets the answer to the trivia question, I'm going to pass your name and address along to Warren Tracy from the Busted Knuckle Garage, who's got all kinds of goodies to give out. And a matter of fact, I had one person email me recently saying that they did not get a prize, so I'm going to remedy that situation as well here. I've been traveling a lot in the last few weeks, and things have backed up on me, but we will take care of that. And if that's the case with you as well, you can email me anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, boblongradio@yahoo.com. Well, one of my favorite Volkswagens is the Volkswagen CC. It's the sedan that kind of has the look of a coupe, and I've driven a couple of different variants of this vehicle. I haven't driven the all-wheel drive variant, but I've driven the front-wheel drive variant. But in the L.A. Auto Show, at the L.A. Auto Show press days, and then unveiled to the public later in the week, coming up, the press days are Wednesday and Thursday of this week. They're doing an update on it because they feel that the design language of the current Volkswagen is not in tune with the present-day CC. So they have left all the goodies in place. The curvaceous four-door exterior remains unchanged. However, both the front and rear fascias have been updated for the 2013 model year. Let's take a look at what's going on up front. The car ditches the previous scalloped headlights for new bi-xenon units with straightened edges. These lamps, along with a new trapezoidal grille, a new hood, and a revised lower air dam resemble those used on the revised 2011 Phaeton. Remember that vehicle, and lend the car an upscale air. Other cosmetic tweaks are much more conservative. The CC gains new LED taillights. Have you seen those out there? I was in Las Vegas and behind a new Dodge Charger for 2011-2012. It looks really cool. It absolutely looks very, very cool, the LED taillights. In the CC, the LED taillights have an L-shaped optics resembling those used on the Passat, the Agena Golf, and the Eos, which is definitely one of my least favorite car names. I can make fun of it, but I won't. While the rear bumper fascia is massaged ever so lightly, interior revisions are largely limited to new climate controls, and sadly, the oh-so-sumptuous, how do you like that for a word, sumptuous, tritone interior color scheme shown in the press kit here that I'm looking at is going to be just a European market exclusive, but they can have it. Expect most trims to utilize the 200-horsepower turbocharged 2-liter inline-4 mated to either a 6-speed manual transmission or a 6-speed dual-clutch gearbox. This one also is available, as I mentioned, in the all-wheel drive form with a different power plan. It's a 280-horsepower 3.6-liter VR6. When you stop and think about it, 3.6 liters, 280 horsepower, that's not a whole lot. It should be more powerful. It will remain likely in the top-of-the-line models paired with a 6-speed automatic and Volkswagen's 4-motion all-wheel drive system. This is a vehicle we actually considered as a family vehicle, but the problem is, if you get the all-wheel drive, it starts low enough. I mean, let me take a look at the base price on the 2012 model. Well, everything looks expensive to me at the moment. $28,000 is the starting price for the front-wheel drive one. But if you add the all-wheel drive and all the goodies, you're knocking on $40,000 before you know it. But be interesting to see that car in Los Angeles. One of my favorites. Very stylish vehicle. If you don't want to spend the big bucks and you need a sedan, maybe you're not needing a sedan that needs to fit rather tall, statuesque people in the back seat. Maybe kids, maybe people on the smaller side of the fence, because that's usually the complaint about the CC, that the back seat headroom isn't that great. But no problem for me, because I'm on the smaller side. No problem for my wife, and certainly it would be no problem for kids. It's a looker. I mean, It's a Mercedes CLS at half the price. It's really a fine vehicle. Volvo is also doing a special in edition vehicle for the LA International Auto Show. Got an interesting name, I must admit. Where do they come up with some of these names? When I think of all the interesting names that they've done over the years. But for those who are not familiar with the Volvo convertible, I've had that one as well as a test vehicle up here in New England. Extremely well done. You know, it's a retractable hardtop convertible, perfect for the Northeast, perfect for the Midwest. It's not the fastest vehicle in the world. It's got that Swedish Volvo interior treatment. To me, they don't seem to sell a whole lot of these vehicles, but nevertheless, it's kind of a good halo vehicle for the brand. And of course, the big secret is Volvo is owned by a Chinese company, but they don't like to talk about that. So this one's called the Volvo C70 Inscription Special Edition. Matter of fact, they've already taken the wraps off of it before the LA Auto Show. This is becoming more and more common too. You know, it used to be all these things would be embargoed for the press to unveil to all of there are readers and viewers and listeners on shows like this, so there would be a little bit of excitement that we could come on here and tell you firsthand what was unveiled, and you'd be hearing it for the first time. But now, with the social media and all the other things that are going on out there in the world, a lot of these car companies are leaking these ahead of time. And why are they leaking these ahead of time? Because they don't want to be lumped in with a bunch of others. So, I mean, years ago, you know, when there was an L.A. auto show, you know, you'd have to report on 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 vehicles being unveiled. And maybe their vehicle would get lost in the shuffle, especially if it wasn't something particularly special. So now they figure, well, why don't we just show it before? And, you know, that way we'll get the word out before everybody else and we'll show it to show, too. So that's the thought there. So what's the story here with the inscription? I don't know about that name. I personally don't like it. I'm officially on the record here. I don't like it. But a number of luxury touches include a boost in power, and it's basically designed for buyers looking for something special. They have massage the turbocharged inline five-cylinder engine for a gain of 23 horsepower and 29 pound-feet of torque, and that is routed through a five-speed automatic to the front wheel, so it's a front-wheel drive vehicle. The fuel economy remains the same at 18 city and 28 highway. So that's pretty good. They increase the amount of air and fuel injection into the combustion chambers and advance the spark timing to give you more power and more fuel economy. But also they've got, some unique cosmetic touches. Ice white, black sapphire metallic, LED daytime running lamps, 18-inch wheels, and some other cool goodies as well. We'll tell you more about it after the break. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
I'm Bob Long. Today on The Long Drive, what car company has the best stereo system? Presented by Hagerty.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, my 64 GTO is covered through a regular use auto insurer. Give me one good reason to switch to Haggerty.
Okay, we can save you up to 40% a year on premiums. Our coverage is possibly the best in the business. Yeah, we have an in-house claims department. Oh, and we always let you pick the restoration shop.
Okay, I asked for one reason, that's like four.
Sorry, we get a little excited.
You're just piling it on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
A long drive.
So which car company offers the best stereo system? Well, according to Edmunds.com, it's Acura's ELS system. Here's the inventor, Grammy-winning engineer, Elliot Shiner.
To have Edmunds say that your sound system is better than all of the competitors, that was huge for me. And we came up against some pretty tough competition. That said a lot.
For TheLongDrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
We're going to keep that trivia question out there just for about 3 more minutes. That's such an easy one. We've had a number of people guess 1960, 1961, 1967, 1970. Definitely not even close here. We're looking for the year that the Chevrolet folks introduced the small block V8 engine. It all began in this year, and, you know, it this particular year, and you can still see elements of the small block engine being utilized today in some of the massively powerful engines that General Motors is building, including the 6.2-liter supercharged ZR1 Corvette engine, the most powerful General Motors production car engine in their more than 100-year history. I'm previewing the upcoming L.A. Auto Show. That's where I'm headed off to this week, the City of Angels, and was blabbering on here about this Volvo vehicle with a funny name here. It's a limited edition vehicle of their very nice convertible, the 2012 Volvo C70 Inscription Special. So in addition to getting the larger wheels and tires, you're also going to get inside this vehicle lots of cool leather trim with contrasting stitching to further differentiate the trim. The Inscription model also includes unique headrests, a new handbrake lever, and I love this name, bespoke floor mats. That's a fancy word for saying like custom-made, one-of-a-kind, bespoke floor mats. Pricing has not been announced for the Volvo C70 Inscription. However, they are saying it's going to be a limited production model. Keep in mind that the 2012 C70 convertible starts at a price tag of $40,825. If you go for the turbocharged engine, like this one's going to get standard, it bumps it up to $43,370. So we can expect a premium on that, and we'll see full details at this week's L.A. International Auto Show Media Days. Hooray, we do have an answer on what I thought was going to be a slim dunk easy question. We want to congratulate Peter, who is listening on WKCT AM 930 in Bowling Green, Kentucky, for being right there, Johnny, on the spot with the correct answer via the email. 1955 was the year that the small block Chevrolet engine came to be. I mean, some would argue that today's small block engines from Chevrolet, you know, are nothing like the original, but some would also argue equally that there are elements of that original small block from 1955 that are still in place in the 2011 and 2012 power plants. Nevertheless, it's certainly one of the great engines of all time, going up there with the Ford flathead V8 and many other great engines over the years. you'd have to throw the Porsche air-cooled six-cylinder engine in there as well. Definitely kind of legendary power plants. Rumors abound about the next-generation Corvette. Continue to hear rumblings. The one thing that I have confirmed is the fact that the Corvette, like the Porsche 911, is going to have a 7-speed manual gearbox. So that's something new. Not too many automakers are offering that right now. They're still going to be offering, I believe, a 6-speed automatic transmission. It will have paddle shifters, but it will not be the dual clutch variety, which has become so, so popular in so many vehicles. I had the opportunity recently to visit a very cool place and be hosted by a very nice gentleman who's been on this air many times in the past, Mike Yeager from Mid-American Motor Works. This is a gentleman, a true American success story. He started out with a dream, and he has built it into a multi-million dollar little empire, and his campus in Effingham, Illinois is absolutely gorgeous. Let me talk to you a little bit about that. Myself and my business associate from Michigan went there along with another business associate from Michigan by the name of Carl Moore, and we got the full tour. And when you stop and think about this guy, Mike Yeager from Effingham, Illinois, you know, he had an older brother. He was the youngest of 8 or 9. Had a older brother, had a Corvette, fell in love with it as a kid, always said, "I want to have a Corvette." By the time he was in his teenage years, in the late 60s, he got himself his first Corvette. And then he decided he wanted to go and meet other Corvette owners, so he decided to sell basically these iron-on patches, which used to be popular at one time. You could iron them on a jacket or a shirt or even a T-shirt, but they were basically little Corvette insignias and logos and stuff like that. And he, you know, he bought a bunch, a couple of hundred, and he went to a Corvette show, and they all sold out. And he said to himself, "Hey, I may have something here." So Mike, who at that time was a wannabe musician, had a band and had a great passion for music, decided to basically start selling Corvette accessories at shows with two reasons in mind. He's the first one to admit it. He wanted to go to these Corvette shows to see the Corvettes, talk to the Corvette people, and meet girls. Those were the two priorities. CNBC recently did a story on him, and you can catch it out on YouTube. If you do a search for it, it's called "How I Made My Millions, Mike Yeager" on CNBC, and it's a great inspirational story. And then he had like a one-page leaflet of accessories that he sold. Started his business all by himself and just has grown it to huge heights. I know he got a $500 bank loan. Imagine that today, going to your local bank and asking for $500 to start a business. $500 bank loan. All these years later, you know, in the heydays of Mid-American Motor Works, which sells not only accessories for every single Corvette made from 1953 all the way up to 2012, getting ready for the next generation, which will be introduced in probably 2013 for the 60th anniversary of the Corvette. He's got it all, more than 80,000 items in his catalog. He also sells air-cooled Volkswagen accessories. He loves the old bugs and the old, you know, the old air-cooled vans. He has two special events every year, a Volkswagen Fun Fest, a Corvette Fun Fest. And at the Corvette Fun Fest this last September, 45,000 people were there over 3 days. And they had seminars and everything about Corvettes and a big concert. He has a great stage there, you know, a real professional stage, world class. It was built to the standards of the Dave Matthews Band, and he's looking at doing perhaps a summer concert series there. So that's going to be exciting for all those folks in the St. Louis area. It's not that far from St. Louis, and also in the area around Chicago. But Mike is a first-class gentleman. Had an opportunity to visit with him in person my first time. Been interviewing him on the radio for 20 years. Finally got to see his place. It's like 200 acres of land. He wants to eventually have a racetrack there, a road course, or at least a drag strip. He's got one of his sons in the business working with him side by side. His wife works with him side by side. They made a trip to Europe recently and gathered up a bunch of new Volkswagen parts and accessories. And Mike has his own personal museum there on site. It's called the MY, the My Museum, for the Mike Yeager Museum. And he's got his sons now into collecting Corvettes. And he's got some rare, rare vehicles. I mean, vehicles that were involved in motorsports, vehicles that were prototype vehicles. I know one of his most recent acquisitions are a couple of prototype vehicles for the fifth generation of the Corvette, which came out in 1997. And this was a tough time for the Corvette. There were rumors at that time that General Motors was going to kill the Corvette, and then the Corvette engineers, unbeknownst to their bosses, went ahead and made the architecture for the C7 Corvette, which was groundbreaking design, using what they call water-formed hydro rails, and they basically took a fourth-generation Corvette body and put it over the chassis of the fifth-generation Corvette, and eventually, of course, the rest is history. The C5 became a huge success for the Corvette, and now we're in the sixth generation, soon to be the seventh-generation Corvette. But if you get a chance to check it out, do a search on YouTube, Mid-American Motorworks, How I Made My Millions, Mike Yeager. We salute you, an American success story right here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for joining me for this hour.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.